Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
52556.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Michael Davis.
Thank you for that. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
1603 Woodside Circle, Fairfield, Iowa.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like this was on March 8th. You paid the $7.95. It was for the Wi-Fi booster. And then you were charged the membership fee. So the Wi-Fi booster was basically your free gift to sign up for the service and receive the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so that is why you were charged the membership fee of $67.32 for that gift card.
Well, I don't know if I actually ordered a gift card, though.
So basically the service, it comes with the Wi-Fi booster. So in the terms and conditions when you first paid the shipping for your free gift, and it was strictly just the $7.95 for the Wi-Fi booster. It did state there in the terms about the $56.32 charge, and that it would be for the $125 gift card to the online store. So basically, when you accept your gift, you would have to agree to the terms and conditions so you'll understand what you'll be being charged.
Now, this Wi-Fi booster, I don't have internet at all. So will that work without any connection of that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. So with you not having any internet, then no, sir, it would not work.
Oh, well then, now what do I do? So if it's not going to work, I don't need it.
Yes, sir. So it would have, if you did have internet, it would have boosted the internet that you already had.
Oh, see, I thought it was to, I could use it, without that.
I know, sir, unfortunately.
So I guess I just need to cancel that.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get this canceled for you. And was there anything else that I could assist with?
Well, now, also, there was this number that I called. There's something about athletic fitness.
And what is the charge for that?
$399.
Okay, so that was the warranty for the booster.
Oh. Well, I won't be using it, so I.
And so the warranty, it does cover any damages or if it was lost. So I can do a 50% refund for you out of that charge. So you'll still have the warranty, but it'll be at a discount.
But so basically I just as well put it back in the box or something, you know what I'm saying?
What we do not have a return on it. So
Oh.
once you receive, yes, or once you receive it, it is yours.
Oh. But you can go ahead and cancel the 6732 and whatever else you can.
Okay, so I'm not canceling the 6732. I'm just canceling the entire account so you don't have any further charges. But the 6732 charge, it is a valid charge due to you agreeing to the terms and conditions. We did refund the warranty, so that should be back in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, well, boy. I guess I'll know not to do anything like that again.
Yes, sir. And was there anything else that I could do for you?
Well, I guess that, as long as I'm not charged for anything else further.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and have a wonderful day.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.